Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Master Level Marriage Podcast, where we discuss all things marriage and where you can discover the tools that you need to have a strong and healthy relationship. Our host, author, and marriage coach, Dr. Ronnie Gaines, will unpack many facets of a marital relationship as he dives into the dynamics of a marriage. In each episode, you will learn what it takes to succeed in your relationship and win in your marriage. Whether you are in the planning stages or have been married for several years, our desire is to help you grow and enrich your life as a couple and become a success story. Subscribe or follow us and be notified of each episode. Please leave us a review and help us help other couples. For more information, visit www.masterlevelmarriage.com. Thanks for checking us out. Now here's your host, Dr. Ronnie Gaines.
Welcome to the Master Level Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Ronnie Gaines, and I am so glad that you are with me today on this podcast. I have a good one for you. This is something that we deal with in our marriages almost every day. And we can learn how to get better at this. And this very thing that I want to talk to you about today is this. We need to create a culture of grace in our relationship. You know, the first thing that we normally do when we see a person's expression or they say something that we don't agree with or that we might take as offense, the first thing that we do is we have some kind of suspicion or lack of trust. You see, we misunderstand that sometimes the facial expression, we misunderstand the tone of the voice, and we misunderstand something that they say. Misunderstandings are common in a relationship. It happens all the time. We misunderstand and we misread the other person. And when we misread them or misunderstand, we instantly and we default to suspicion or lack of trust. We might say things we may say it out loud, but most of the time we say things in our head. What does this mean to me? Why are they treating me this way? Why are they looking at me that way? Or why are they doing this to me? And we have to come to the place where we rethink the look. We rethink the tone of voice. You know, I said this in the second episode. We talked about this ripple effect of this information that we receive. And in this information, it matters what we do with that information. That is how we interpret it. So what I want to talk about in this episode is I want to talk about what we do with the interpretation that we maybe label it or the interpretation we get. We're not always right. Most of the things that we think or perceive are just opinions. They're not truths. I like to say it like this. There's his truth, her truth, and then there's the real truth. We want to get to the truth. That's the common goal, is to get to the truth of the matter. Why the expression? Why the tone of voice? And we have this misunderstanding, and when we have these misunderstandings, we have to learn what to do when there is a misunderstanding, because these misunderstandings are common. They're going to happen daily in our relationship. So with that being said, those being common, here's where we start this process. And I promise you, if you will do this, this will change everything about what's going to happen later, after the expression, after the tone of voice. So what I want you to do, I want you to start practicing this. When you hear something that maybe you don't agree with, or maybe it's a tone of voice, maybe it's a look. And if you've been married very long, you can say, I know that look. I know what that look means. But that look may not always be directed at you. It might be something external that's caused that. And so we have to follow this guideline. And here's what I want you to know. When this happens, when you get that look, when you see that look, you see that expression, or you hear that tone of voice, offer grace first. This is how we create a culture of grace in our home. We create a culture of grace first, because here's what I've understand about the look that you get, the expressions, the tone of voice, that when we have misunderstanding, a lot of times suspicion is the first thing. And so and sometimes even along with suspicion, we have this lack of trust. Maybe it's something that our spouse was supposed to do and they didn't follow through. We expected this certain thing, and then instantly we have suspicion, or maybe it's a lack of trust. And this will corrode the very foundations of your marriage. When we lead with suspicion, or we lead with the lack of trust, even before we know the truth, there's always a truth. Now, the problem could be with you. The problem could be that they're frustrated, or maybe they're aggravated, or in conflict in some way, and that look that they give you is a common look, what I call the marital dance, that we all have one, and every time we're in conflict or something happens, the dance looks the same. All marriages have this marital dance. And when something happens, it looks kind of the same. Maybe it is about you, but for most of the time, it's not. I talk to my students a lot, and when I'm visiting with people about, let's take fear, for instance. Many people are fearful. They're fearful of a lot of things. And I found that most things that we're fearful about never come to be. So we fear the thing that will never happen. And a lot of times when we get this facial expression or this reaction, or maybe it's something where your spouse, I know I use this in the second episode where I talked about that maybe the husband was supposed to be in at 7 o'clock for dinner and he's not there at 7. Usually if this happens right at that moment, there's not a lot of conflict, not a lot of misunderstanding. You know, he could show up any second. But when he's 15 to 20 minutes late, 30 minutes late, there's a misunderstanding. And this misunderstanding leads to some kind of suspicion. Well, he don't care about me. He devalues me. And so we lead with suspicion. We lead with maybe the lack of trust. But here's what I believe will change your relationship. Lead with grace first. We don't know why he's not there yet. You may think, well, this has happened before and he just did it to me on purpose, or doesn't really care, not even really thinking. And so we have suspicion, and we get frustrated. We get angry. And then when he walks through the door, if we develop that anger in our mind first, and we don't use grace, then usually he will hear about it as soon as he walks in that door, and he becomes defensive. He turns to conflict. He turns to saying some things he shouldn't say because he's been attacked. But what if we start with grace first? What if we wait until we find out the real truth before we make these accusations? It's important. It's important that we don't jump to conclusions. Jumping to conclusions are very damaging to the relationship and damaging for this particular maybe conflict. And again, maybe it was intentional, maybe it was just not thinking, but jumping to conclusion is very damaging to repairs, or damaging to maybe the situation repair. And sometimes some repairs that sometimes that damage happens and repairs are really difficult to make. So not jumping to conclusions. And you know, here's the thing about grace. Grace assumes the best intentions. When we offer grace first, we remove the things from our mind that clutter the truth and clutter maybe understanding. It turns from a misunderstanding to an understanding, and suspicion clutters that. But grace helps us assume the best intentions, that he did not mean to do it or was not thinking, but his intentions were to get home as soon as he can. His intentions were great. Grace assumes good intentions. You know, and grace, you know, replaces conflict with communication. I've talked about this many times already, of how having these meaningful conversations will change so many things in your marriage and help through conflict. And grace, when we offer grace, it promotes replacing conflict or misunderstanding or suspicion, lack of trust, with good communication, meaningful conversations that will ultimately repair anything in our mind. Even if we have the information come in and we interpret it incorrectly and say, he doesn't value me, or she did this to me, this look is about me, even though we interpret it incorrectly, if we turn and offer grace first, then it will replace this conflict with good communication. And, you know, sometimes the actions that we see, maybe it's a facial expression. Maybe he is late, 20, 30 minutes late. Maybe it is a tone of voice. Maybe it is something he snaps back or she snaps back, and we interpret it. Maybe we interpret it incorrectly, but a lot of times these actions are not driven by malice in any way. It's not driven by hatred. It's not driven by attacks or being mean or wanting to hurt the other person. Many times these actions are driven by just unawareness, or could be driven by thoughtlessness. We just weren't thinking, or he wasn't thinking. The time got away. Didn't look at the clock. Wasn't thinking about that at the moment. The time got away from him, and it was just thoughtlessness, not in a bad way, but thoughtlessness, just not thinking. Many situations that we come up against in our relationship is just thoughtlessness. I know there's been times when I've done something, and maybe a look on my face or a tone of my voice, and my wife came back later and said something about it, and I'm like, I don't remember doing that. I know sometimes that seems like a cop-out and an excuse, but a lot of times we don't realize that we're unaware of our facial expressions. We're unaware of what we say. We say things really harsh, and sometimes we are unaware of that. And it's not about being mean or malice. It's just we're not paying attention. It's not an excuse to not be intentional or pay attention to your facial expressions. Pay attention to what you say. Even when you're upset about some external thing, it's easy to just express that in our way, however your personality is, and it may come across to the other person as attacking them or aimed toward them. This is a very great opportunity to, when we are having difficulties and we're having trouble or having some kind of conflict outside of our relationship, maybe we were driving home and got into traffic and had all these what I call crazy drivers out there that I talk to a lot. When I'm driving down the road, my wife says, you realize they can't hear anything you're saying, but it sure feels good to talk back to those drivers and tell them how bad of a driver they are. But maybe it's the elements outside the relationship. Maybe it's a bad day at work. Maybe it's a really tough day, and you walk in and you are misunderstood in your look, in your countenance, in what you say, and it leads to all kinds of problems and conflict. Now, here's the other side of this. For instance, if you're a wife and you're home and he's supposed to be there at 7 for dinner, the dinner's setting on the table, it's getting cold, he's not there, Many times it matters how you react to things on how your day has been. Maybe you take care of your kids during the day. And I know I hear this many times, and I've gone through this, and I've watched my daughter go through this as well. These kids with in their 2 year old life, the formative years of their small life, when their two year old, they have something. I don't know what clicks in their head, but they become defiant and they go through these terrible twos. Maybe you've dealt with that all day. Maybe you've dealt with some things at work and you are frustrated yourself. You are in a state of psychological tension. And then he doesn't show up. And then all of a sudden, suspicion, lack of trust. Because of your state of mind, you offer some kind of interpretation to what he's doing based on how you feel and how your day has gone. How many times has this happened? How many times in your relationship has this happened where you've had a bad day, he's had a bad day, you come together and you take it out on each other because of a look? How dare you look at me that way? How dare you say this to me? And we've both had a bad day. It's so important that we lead with grace rather than suspicion or lack of trust. I heard this quote. I may not get it exactly, but I use it so many times and paraphrase it like this. Offer grace whenever you can, because one day you might need it. And I might change that and say, offer grace every time you can, because one day you will need grace. And sometimes it's not grace anymore, because maybe one of you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, and you're not thinking. Your thought process is messed up. And you know, it's not malice in any way, but it's being unaware in the thoughtlessness that happens over and over again. If this is happening over and over again, there's a problem. It's not grace anymore. It becomes a hard conversation. And you've heard me say this in past episodes, that the speed of a hard conversation determines the intensity of the emotions. We have to have these conversations early. And when we don't, our emotions rise. And if we've had a bad day, and he walks in, then our bad day escalates things, and then his attitude escalates things, and we don't have these hard conversations quickly. And if he's doing this over and over and over again, and it becomes a hard conversation, the longer we wait, the higher the emotions. If it's a pattern, it needs to be confronted quickly. Have those conversations. And I promise you, if you have those conversations early, things are so much better. These conversations need to be done in a way where they are a non-attacking situation, where you face it, you speak your truth in love without any kind of attacking voice, tone, look, roll in the eyes, all those things that are very negative. Just simply sit down and say, this has become a pattern. I don't understand why this keeps happening, and I keep getting frustrated, and the longer I wait, the more frustrated I become, and it's time for a conversation. Please understand, this needs to stop. We need to have these conversations soon and quickly. But if we offer grace first and then have the conversations, our life is so much better. We work things out in such a better manner. I don't think anyone wants to be in conflict. We don't want to feel that way at the end of the day. We don't want to be frustrated at our spouse. We don't want to have a bad evening because of conflict and and suspicion and lack of trust. We want the full trust. We don't want to suspect something happens, you know. And grace offers such a different mindset. And grace offers thoughtfulness rather than impulse. Suspicion is all about impulse. Lack of trust is impulse. What about being intentional about offering grace? You see, impulse and suspicion will give you an outcome, but it won't give you the outcome that you want. Intentions, just having good intentions, will not get you to where you want. You have to be intentional, but just intentions will not get you to where you want to be. It does not give you your outcome. Intentions does not set a direction for the outcome that you want to receive. Intentions will cause you to offer suspicion when things don't go right. Your intentions are good. But offering grace and an action will set direction. Intentions do not set direction. Intentions will not get you to the outcome. But actionable offering grace will set your direction and you will have a good outcome. So today I want you to change something about your complete system in your home. Teach it to your kids. Offer it whenever you can. Offer grace, even when you're dealing with your children, even when you're dealing with your boss at work. When he walks in and he's frustrated, the first thing we want to think sometimes, and I've been there, supervisor walks in and he's in this mood and he's snappy. The first thing I want to do is I want to say, how dare him come in or she come in and treat me that way? Sometimes we don't even know what situation they've been in before they walked into the room. But what if we offered grace first? What if we offered grace to our children first when they're having a bad day? And that little terrible tube child is throwing a fit. They're just going through a stage. When the boss comes in, we offer grace first. We find out that he just came or she just came from a meeting where they got in trouble or very harsh meeting, and they were carrying something, and they were having problems. It wasn't about malice. It was about the unawareness that they had when they walked into the room of spilling that past meeting over to their employees. It happens in all walk of life. It's not just your marriage. But if we offered grace in everything in our life, we would find out that things would change. Things would be so much better. You would be better mentally. You would be in a better mental state if you would just offer grace first. Would keep you in a state of psychological rest rather than offering suspicion or lack of trust first and pushing yourself into a state of psychological tension. When we are in a state of psychological tension, we don't think straight. We can't reason well. We have a tendency to say things that are attacking, to try to defend our thinking, where our mind is at the moment. But if you offer grace first and you create this culture of grace in your home and in your life, you will have a tendency to offer empathy, offer something that's positive rather than something negative and be attacking in whatever you say. It's tough having a mind that's in a state of psychological tension. It forces us to say things we don't mean. It forces us to do things we don't want to do. It'll take you further than you want to go. But if you'll offer a culture of grace first, it'll keep you at a state of rest in your mind. Things will come out of your mouth that's more empathetic, You'll be such a better person in a state of mind. Your relationship will be better. Your marriage will be better. And you will be able to form something that will last a lifetime of forgiveness and grace. Grace is the unmerited favor and kindness that you would bestow upon someone, that you would give to someone. So today, offer that culture of grace. Set up that culture of grace in your home. That kindness and favor that you would display first before suspicion or the lack of trust. I hope this has been helpful for you today. It works. It's one of the most incredible things you could do for your relationship. And it will change the trajectory of the outcome of your conflict, and it turns it into communication rather than conflict. Grace will offer you so much in your life that it will change and transform your marriage. I hope you enjoyed this today. I hope you go down and click on the link below and leave us a comment, rate the show, give us a review, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and I know that through this process, it will change your marriage. And I always want to leave you with this. Change your marriage. Change the way you think. Change the way you interpret things in your life. Offer a culture of grace. Be your best self. Live out your full potential and experience your best marriage. I will see you on the next show.